Local underwriting is provided by the UCSF Stress and Depression Study, recruiting premenopausal depressed women not taking antidepressant medications for a study of immune responses to stress. SAD at ucsf.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Leon Panetta, the former congressman from Monterey and former White House chief of staff, will reportedly be the next director of the CIA. President-elect Barack Obama could make the pick official today. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
Leon Panetta may not have national security credentials, but he's well aware of what awaits the new president.
He's got two wars, war on terror, Pakistan, Iran, North Korea, nuclear proliferation, China, India, global warming, the Middle East, and also a nation that probably isn't held in the highest regard in the world. Other than that, things are fine.
That was Panetta in May of last year in a national security forum at the Institute named for him in Monterey. Leon Panetta may have left Washington a decade ago, but never really left the national scene. In fact, the 70-year-old Democrat even suggested a few weeks ago, if President-elect Obama came calling, he'd consider it. Talk of Panetta as CIA director came unexpectedly Monday. Fellow California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, the new chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, didn't exactly embrace the news. In a written statement, she said the agency should be run by, quote, an intelligence professional. But another California Democrat, Congressman Howard Berman of Van Nuys, said Panetta is a smart choice.
Don't think of him just as a member of Congress or as budget director. He was the chief of staff to the President of the United States for a number of years. He was privy to highly classified briefings that the president received probably just about every day he was in Washington. He knows much more about these issues than you might think.
Of course, the CIA is not your ordinary government job, says Jim Bruce, a research fellow at the Rand Institute who spent 24 years with the agency.
Many people from the outside really don't understand it very well, and it just is going to take a while for him to come to grips with what kind of a place it really is.
Bruce says there are pluses for an outsider like Panetta who knows how to navigate the political waters of Washington. Of course, he says that presents other challenges.
The issue with intelligence is that it has to remain objective and somewhat detached, and so there's always some risk in having a director that is very well connected with the White House.
But perhaps Leon Panetta's most recent project has provided some new lessons on avoiding partisanship. For the last year, he's been co-chairman of a group called California Forward, a bipartisan organization seeking solutions to the gridlock in California state government. Some worry that effort could now suffer by losing its high-profile champion. But the quest to bridge the ideological divide is no less needed in Washington as here at home. And that may be what ultimately draws the semi-retired Panetta back into government service. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
Speaking of government service, former eBay CEO Meg Whitman is expected to run for governor in 2010. The billionaire was a senior advisor to presidential nominee Senator John McCain, and as we reported last year, rumors about her own political ambitions were circulating at the Republican National Convention. You can catch up on our coverage at californiareport.org. Congregations considering a break with their denominations got sobering news yesterday. The California Supreme Court ruled unanimously that three parishes that left the Episcopal Church over its ordination of gay ministers cannot retain ownership of their church property. The three parishes are St. James in Newport Beach, All Saints in Long Beach, and St. David's in North Hollywood. Attorney Eric Solgren represented them before the state Supreme Court.
The court seemed to be saying that a church denomination, not other kinds of religious groups, but a church denomination could pass an internal rule claiming an interest in local church property without even getting the consent of the local church. And even though the local church holds all the deeds to the property and has paid for every dime of it.
Solgren says the parishes will take their case back to the lower court and, if necessary, appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Episcopal Diocese hailed the decision. Bishop John Bruno says he's keen to welcome the breakaway parishes back into the fold. Roman Polanski, who fled the country more than 30 years ago on the eve of sentencing for having sex with a minor, is asking to move his case out of Los Angeles. His lawyers argue the justice system in L.A. is too seriously tainted to treat the fugitive filmmaker fairly. Polanski long ago admitted guilt, but a documentary released last year makes the case the judge presiding in 1977 was improperly coached by a deputy D.A. One of the lawyers now representing Polanski is the son of a lawyer who represented Polanski in 77. A San Bernardino man is suing to force the county to issue ID cards to medical marijuana patients. The county is balking because even though marijuana is approved for medical use in California, it's still banned under federal law. Yesterday, a group of patients and providers gathered at the local courthouse to protest, as KVCR's Gina Diamante reports.
57-year-old Wanda Smith has been using marijuana for a year to control pain from neuropathy and pancreatitis.
If you didn't have marijuana, what would be the alternative?
Living with the pain. Living with the pain and not sleeping, not being able to function.
Smith was one of about a dozen people who came out to support a fellow patient who is suing to get San Bernardino County to issue medical marijuana identification cards. Plaintiff Scott Bledsoe says the county is violating state law by not giving those cards out. The county says it won't do it because possession of marijuana is a violation of federal law. Smith says she's gone to the Board of Supervisors before, trying to convince them to issue the cards.
It's like talking to a brick wall.
San Bernardino County officials declined to comment on the suit, but the county has already joined San Diego County in suing the state over the constitutionality of the ID card program. That case hasn't succeeded so far, and now it's headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Wanda Smith says she hopes this newest lawsuit pushes the county to move faster.
I don't want to be a criminal. I don't go out and do acts of criminality, and I don't want to be treated as such.
For the California Report, I'm Gina Diamante in San Bernardino.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with nomination information online at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org. And Chevron, an energy company founded in California more than 125 years ago, helping fuel California's way of life. More information is available at chevron.com.